You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Brothers and sisters, I want to see a sea of hands out there. Let me see a sea of hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
That's right.
You must choose, brothers. You must choose. It takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready? I give you a testimonial. The MC Factor.
Family bonds.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shitty from DOA. You know why you're looking at Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM? That's right. That's right.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation. Here with your host, Aaron, here till 1 o'clock today. Yes, Generation Annihilation broadcasting live at the University of British Columbia. Yes, we broadcast live 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. Good show for you today, as always. And yeah, starting things off with a very early track. It's pretty rare that I play something that's older than me, but yeah, this one was recorded live New Year's Eve from October 30th to 31st, 1968, at the Russ Gibbs Grande Ballroom in Detroit, Michigan. We're talking about the MC5, Ramblin' Rose, and yes, Wayne Kramer is celebrating 50 years with the MC5, and he's coming to town Wednesday, October the 17th, at the Commodore Ballroom. Yeah, that the he'll be joined by Kim Thayil from Soundgarden, Brenton Candy from Fugazi, Bill Gold from Faith No More, and Marcus Durant of Zen Gorilla playing MC5 classic material. Another thing I recently learned about MC5, yeah, they broke up in 1972 before I was born, too. Yeah, talking about some early punk pioneering there by Detroit's MC5. Yeah, I was out at SBC last night, Smiling Buddha Cabaret in the downtown east side of Vancouver, and yeah, I got to see a really good Dead Boys tribute with members of Tank Hog and Jim Duguay from Personality Crisis on guitar and a bunch of others. Real studded lineup, and they really nailed that first Dead Boys album. And yeah, as I said last week, Dead Boys will be playing Bellingham on November 9th. And yeah, I saw another band last night who played, I'm talking about Girl, and they just put out a new four-song release. And yeah, it was great to see my good friend Harry Deegan back in action. He's not Harry Deegan on stage anymore. He's the Incredible Kitty, and yeah, he played this song last night. Here we go.
Yeah. Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to The Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male, all sources catered for, no matter which, even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
Starting things all off with a girl, G-R-R-L, girl, yeah. The name of the song was called Holiday, and it's a brand new release from them, local acts. Saw them play last night at SBC. Yes, the singer for that band is Jerry Jen. She sang for a band called JP5. And my good friend Harry, formerly known as Harry Deegan, now Kitty on guitar, and yeah, Lise for Lloyd, and Brad from Facepuller, yeah, band who haven't played for a while, but yeah, I used to really dig them in the 90s. And we followed with the Shit Talkers, track called The They, and that's from the I Scream release. And yeah, it's a 12-inch release put out by them, and yeah, I'm kicking myself for not playing this sooner. That was a real rockin' track by the Shit Talkers, local Vancouver act. And then we went over to Melbourne, Australia, I'm Not a Loser from Amel and the Sniffers. The name of the album is called Big Attraction. Came out about a year ago, and yeah, we went back to the year of 2002 from the Deadly Weapons. Heard two tracks by them. We heard You Wreck Me and Don't Talk to Me, which is a Gigi Allen cover, and yeah, not really too sure about what happened to this band, but yeah, Larry, the guitar player, yeah, he's back in Bainbridge, Washington. Yeah, he played in a bunch of bands like the Ricketts and so on. He's active in music again. Yeah, this one came out on Rapid Pulse Records out of Milford, Connecticut. And yeah, I mentioned last week there's a band from the early 2000s that will be doing a reunion. They will be coming back. Whether they record or not is another thing, but yeah, we're looking forward to it. November 2nd with the Suede Razors and No Heart at SBC. I'm talking about Alternate Action. Here we go.
Wow. this is Knucklehead. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Game. Do you want to know more about human rights abuses, global issues, and international politics? Are you interested in writing to foreign and local governments in response to global crises? Are you ready to give peace a chance? If your answer is yes, then Amnesty International UBC may be the club for you. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AIUBC or send us an email at amnestyubc@gmail.com.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
This is Dick from Oipaloi. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Fight the system!
Yes, indeed. And we started things all off with Alternate Action, track from their Thin Line, or their Tough Times 10-inch release. And we heard a track called Thin Line, and it's on a CD and vinyl release called Thin Line, which came out. The CD came out in 2008, and the vinyl version came out about 8 years later. And as I said, Alternate Action playing at SBC November 2nd. So tickets are on sale, so you might want to get them. And we followed with Territory's new act featuring Kyle from Knucklehead. It's on Pirates Press Records. We had a track called Numb Somehow. Happy to find this one up at Neptune Records on Main Street in this wonderful city, Vancouver. And we followed with Cox Sparrer, live track from the Live and Loud official bootleg release on Pirates Press Records. We heard a track from the Classic Shock Troops release called Where Are They Now? And we followed with the Brass Psychic Song from their Our Own Path release. And, came out on Insurgents Records in Canada and Contra Records in the States. Followed with the Brass Psychic Song from their Our Own Path cassette tape on Run State Records. And we're going to get into the latest right now from Holland's Vitamin X. Here we go.
Oh! This is Graham from the Wednesday Night Heroes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
Fire in the ring! Fire in the ring! this is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Yes, Generation Annihilation is the name of the show, and yeah, we started things all off with brand new Vitamin X band from the Netherlands, from Holland. Yeah, I got to see them when I was over there in the early 2000s, and yeah, they've put out many records. And this one is brand new for 2018 on Southern Lord Records. We heard a track called Modern Man, and we followed with No Problem from the Let God Sort 'Em Out release. We heard a track called Life. And then we heard an act, local Vancouver act, who I'm told are apparently done already. Well, that's unfortunate because this is a really good release. It's coming out on Neon Taste Records, limited edition cassettes. The band is called Crumb, and we heard a track called Language. And we followed with two Canadian hardcore classics, two Toronto hardcore classics, Direct Action from the Trapped in a World release. We heard a track called Fire in the Sky. And from Toronto's Youth from the Sin EP, Fringe Records, we heard a track called Fire in the Rain. And yeah, that one is going back to 83, and man, what a great release it is. Yes, those acts were awesome. Hardcore punk was awesome in the early 80s in Canada. It was awesome in the States and everywhere too, but yeah, there definitely were some good, excellent acts from out this way. Yeah, so let's get back into the show. Yeah, this is new from Exit Stance. This is a track called 1916. Here we go.
Hi, this is Dave from Extreme Noise Terror. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Exit Stance. Say Nothing is the name of the release. It's a 12-inch and it's on Imminent Destruction Records. Yes, I recently got turned on to this not as well known early 80s peace punk act. I found out they just released a new release, and we just heard a track from it. Maybe we'll hear more. Followed with End Results from Los Angeles. What Pain Will You Sustain is the name of the release. It's a cassette. The name of the track is called What the Future Holds, and yes, End Results will be coming to Vancouver, BC. They'll be playing the Black Lab on November 14th with Fane, so that'll be a good one. And we followed with Man Destroys, yes, another track from this release called Man Destroys Everything on Not Like You Records from Richmond, Virginia. And I've talked about this band before. Simon Trolley from the Suicidal Supermarket Trolleys on vocals. And yeah, Jeff Harp from Final Conflict on guitar. Yeah, it's a good one. Recorded in 2017, released on Pink Vinyl this year. Followed with a Crucifix track going back to the early 80s, Religion Kills from the debut self-titled release. So yeah, that'll be a good one. I'll be MIA from Generation Annihilation next week. So hopefully get a podcast in for you of something of a previous show or some other type of thing will be in his place, I'm sure. But I will be at Randy Rampage's. Randy Desmond Archibald's, also known as Randy Rampage. Yeah, I will be at his funeral. Everybody is welcome to come. That's next Saturday at 12 noon. Randy Rampage, legendary now musician who played in many fine bands like DOA and Annihilator. So yeah, that'll be a good one. Going to leave you with one more. Going back to the early 80s live recording. This is Discharge with a track called Never Again. Here we go.
Never again.
would win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy. God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Powercore, heavy metal radio, decimating eardrums in the lower mainland since 1985. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Forever score.